Speaking with CZR football coach Anthony Hargrove. Coach, life's been strange the past couple of months, but you know, you've been able to get some contact days in, and
yes, it really has. You know, finally just getting the opportunity to be back out here with these kids, man, it's a blessing. And so just really, you really want to be playing football, but being able just to get back to work, you know, and kind of treat things like an off season, and just really, you know, keep the kids' spirit up and just let them know, hey, there's some kind of normalcy going on.
How tough has it been, was it for you initially to get things organized? Because being a co-op, I would imagine there's different moving parts than just in one single school.
Well, you know, that starts with administration. And I would say that both administrations at Christopher and Ziegler have been great. Matt Morgan at ZR has been a blessing. I'm able to, we contact all the time. And if I say, hey, Matt, this is what we got going on with football, he relays the messages. Same here with our, you know, Mr. Tyler, our superintendent, our new athletic director, Josh McCarron. They do such a great job here of saying, hey, what do you want to do, coach? And they're clear about their instructions and allow me to implement a plan. And then when the plan is implemented, they just broadcast it to the kids. And so it's really been a neat thing to see this oiled machine take place.
You know, the elephant in the room for the Bearcats has been, it's been a rough couple of years, really a stretch of years, trying to get those wind going in the Black Diamond. It's never an easy challenge. But by the looks of things, with the way players are developing for you, you've had a couple go to camps here in recent weeks, and the spring being able to develop even more, it looks like the spring might be a good time for you guys.
Yes. Well, when you're a head coach, when you're a new head coach, some of the things I look to is like, hey, what does a rebuild look like? What is a true timeline? And usually they say 3 to 4 years, you know, for your plan to get implemented and you really start to see some change. You know, took over this program with, going to my fourth season 4 years ago. And so now entering my fourth season, and the blessing part is that a lot of these kids that I have now are the kids that I worked with when I first started coaching in Christopher with the junior, the JFL Bearcats. And so now those kids have played football for now 6 or 7 years, and the experience there, the communications there, the relationships are there. And so we're hoping that, you know, this is the year that we get over the 500 hump.
Talking about those players, developing them, I just mentioned, you know, some of them going to some camps here recently in a few weeks, the past few weeks. Peyton Mazur, I believe,
yeah,
that's how
Mazur.
You say his name. Mazur, he's been to a couple camps here the past couple weeks, and he's been getting good recognition from some of the scouts in the area and across the state.
Yes, well, Peyton Mazur is a 6'4", 340-pound. He's our blindside. Our quarterback's left-handed. So Peyton's our blindside tackle. He's a kid I've known since he was 10 years old. Who has great size, really, really agile if you really look at him. He's a really good weight spender. He's got great athletic mobility, and he's getting stronger every year. He's growing. I mean, when he finally gets into his man's body, which will be well into his college years, he's going to be a massive man. He's dedicated to the game of football, and he's got great feet. He's only going to be a junior. You know, we've got a senior also, Cole Gelsa, who just came back from up there in Naperville and had an outstanding showcase. Who's been in the program all 4 years, but he's also a graduate of our junior Bearcat program. You know, and so. Those kids are really, we'll be depending heavily on those kids.
And I was going to bring up Cole also. I saw that he got some time at some camps also. And just having that senior leadership on that defensive side, I know you were the defensive coordinator before becoming the head coach. Just having that leadership there has to be such a blessing.
It really is. And just that, not just the leadership, but relationship. A lot of these kids, like I said, I look out and most people see 17, 18-year-old young men. Man, I see 10, 11, 12-year-olds. Like I said, I coached these kids when they were in peewee ball. And so a lot of time it's like a dream, you know. And so it's great to still have a kid that I've coached that long out here as a senior and to see that hopefully his career is going to continue on to the next level.
Back to Peyton for a moment, you know, with your experience in the NFL as a Super Bowl winner and then those camps that he went to recently and getting to work along some of the prospects that are at the top of the list in Illinois, what advice have you been able to give him and what has he been able to learn in just the past month?
Be yourself. He's worked hard for this. And I told him, hey, man, listen, you don't got to go out there and reinvent the wheel. Just do what you're coached. And I remind him every day, hey, you're not the best you're going to be right now. Nobody is. And if we just saw the Michael Jordan show, you know, his that final dance, and you saw how hard he had to work to continue to be the best that he could be every day. And so, hey, buddy, the sky's the limit. And so that's all I tell him. And most of all, enjoy the process. This is fun. If you're not enjoying this and loving this, hey, this is all wrong.
Aside from Peyton and Cole, people that maybe aren't familiar with Christopher or the Black Diamond in general, who are some Bearcats that people are going to have to look for on the field this coming spring?
Well, somebody who I'm tremendously excited for and I'm thankful for is will be our starting quarterback, Colin Civita. He's a young man that I saw when he was 11 years old, and I knew right then and there what my future was with him. I said, hey, we got to develop an offense that's going to fit his scheme. He's a left-hander. He's developed quite well, and I think people are going to be really, really surprised when they watch him in our offense. We've got a senior running back, Caleb Davis, who's another workhorse who's been in the program all 4 years, but he's also a graduate of the Junior Bearcat program. He's a 5'8", 200-pound tailback with elite speed who also can play at the next level. We have a receiving core that I believe is going to be standout. Eli Reeves, who just transferred from Murfreesboro. We've got Cole Freeman, who's going to be another excellent receiver. There's a lot of kids on this team that we're excited for. We have another tackle, Zeke Nicolich, a senior. Jack Helfridge, another senior that we'll be really excited for to see what he does on the line of scrimmage. Tristan Shively, our Mike linebacker, who's a senior also, who's also a graduate of the Junior Bearcat program. Gosh, there's so many of the kids, and yeah. Like I said, I can go on for days, but I'm really, really excited about the group of kids that I have here because the majority of them I've coached for over 6 years.
Looking at the schedule, I know the Black Diamond kind of just made the decision you're going to drop week one and week nine. Who are the opponents that you're losing for the spring?
Oh, man, sadly, we're losing Hamco and Chester. Chester, I'm going to miss competing against Mr. Benton down there.
Yeah, because they're leaving after this year, so that'll be you've already played your last game against them. And then Hamco, they made the playoffs last year, so they're a good team that has that experience now. So you kind of lose out on two pretty good teams that would have sharpened iron, if you will.
Exactly. And last year, Hamco was a hell of a game. And for those that remember, I went all the way down to the end. It was close either way. And so I know that was a game that we actually had circled on our calendars as a get-back game. But, you know, under these circumstances, we're not going to have that opportunity. But hopefully in the coming years, we will definitely get our chance.
You know, we talked about it here just a moment ago, but the fact that you're losing those two games, you know, getting over 500 becomes a lot more manageable. You just have to get to four. Normally that would be, got to get at least one more to get over 500. But knowing that, you know, you still had a tough schedule. Black Diamond's never easy, but knowing that you only have to get to four, you know, that has to bring some sort of excitement and hope that we can finally get over that hump and turn the corner.
Well, I think for us, it's if we can start the season like we ended last year, I believe that four number is going to be attainable. We just can't wait to kick it in the last 3 weeks of the year like we did last year. And if we start off fast. I mean, we start off with Vienna, Carmi, and then we get into the meat of the schedule with Fairfield, Cesar, and Edwards County. And which I think that's what I'm looking at my chops for are those games. You know, we've trained, we've worked hard for this moment. The kids that we have, they're ready for this. And so, if we only get four wins, I mean, we'll be grateful, but we got bigger prize on our mind this year.
I'd be remiss before I leave you to not bring up your daughter, Maya. I saw on social media she got an offer from Arkansas State, yep. Illinois earlier this year. Yep. She's only a freshman, I believe it is. Yep. You know, just as a father, what are your emotions and thoughts about that?
It's really freaking cool, man. Because, you know, just watching her, seeing her grow up and the young ladies that she's becoming and just watch her go through this experience, it's just an amazing, it's a blessing. And so, man, it's a blessing. I mean, I don't really know how to say it. You know, she wakes up every day, she works her tail off, and just so to see her receive, you know, these offers already, it's just amazing. So I can't really wait to see what she does here in high school. But we do have a bet. Right, so I'm hoping that they don't get to play basketball first because I said Daddy's gonna win the Black Diamond first, but it looks like she might win a conference before I do. So
Well, there you go. Yeah. We'll be watching that bet very closely.
Yeah.
Coach Anthony Hargroves, EZR Football, thank you so much for your time, Coach.
Thank you, Matt.